Hi, good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well today. This is Dee, and it's Friday, the 8th day of March, it's a little after 9 in the morning. And I have been reading and looking at the transcripts as well as listening and watching to a male servant who does his readings most of the time in rhymes, and he's very emphatic. And it was on my heart to copy this particular one. Now, most of his are very eye-opening. There would just be too many. But the latest one that really just spoke to my heart is the one that he labeled my father's degree. So it's Edward Umling, if you're not familiar with him. I'm just going to read the message because I wrote it out. God has decreed. This is a recap of what Edward spoke of just the other day, just yesterday, I believe. He is saying that the Lord has said, "I don't delay. There's no more time to play. My house shall close." Grace was sold to line their pockets with silver and gold. I warned, I have told, my glory cannot be sold. My army is ready with vengeance untold. Here and now shall unfold. The time has come for all to hear. My return is near. My father spoke. My father called. He pleaded and for all. His words were clear. The time is here for all to see his son appear. The chariots ride on the clouds above where he set his bow above. The righteous cry and shout with praise, Jesus has come on a cloud above. Many regrets, sorrows be said, the soul was sold for sin's regret. Moses foretold of those who reject my father's plea for seeing me. There's no remorse, no regret, no repentance of sin to forget, and the words of knowledge, Edward said, to seek out. Bail rolled back. Chariots of fire. This is the part that's really important here when he talks about chariots of fire. He's speaking about those in the upper heavens just above us, the ones who have been in stealth mode and the ones who have been making themselves more known, the fallen angels. Elijah is seen among the holy ones. The season has arrived. My time has come. Now say I'm a God of love. I see in a night vision. There is an enemy to the south of the border. Do you know what nation is directly tandem to the south? There is trouble facing from the northwest and from the north and the south. The Lord says, these days shall be cut short in the midst of your pursuits, O man. This month is the release of the demonic realm that shall manifest openly. So there it is, brothers and sisters. These shall be spirits of torments, violence, and pride, says the Lord. The shift in the heavenly bodies occurs this month of the demonic realm. Chosen ones will be separated, set apart. A separation between good and evil becomes visible. Luminaries begin to move about in the heavens. Let sorrow approach, says the Lord. The fearful and the unbelieving shall fall. The wise shall have understanding. No justice shall remain in the land. Truth shall be absent, gone. The way of life shall be maligned. Those possessing knowledge of the truth will pass it in secret to those seeking God. The opposition to light and darkness will become apparent to the world. My chosen shall depart, says the Lord. These are the days of Amos 9:13. So I hope you're all taking note of this. I've got one little paragraph left to read, but wait for the transcripts rather than try to read my writing. Thank you. The last part here is, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper. Behold, the days of the plowman, says the Lord." This is from Amos 19. If you want to just make a note of that so you can read Amos 9 for yourselves. So Edward said, "I close with the following." And I agree with this wholeheartedly. So make a God your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, so that no evil befalls you and no plague comes near your dwelling. He shall surely give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So I definitely recommend you to go to the Lord, seek the Lord. This is the month that everything is, I guess, according to the Lord, what the Lord said. Now my heart has been very heavy, and according to that little dream that I got that I told you all about, it does indicate that darkness is here very soon. Just in case you're tuning in and you don't know what I'm referring to, I recently had a prophetic dream, and I asked for confirmation on it. I saw that it was dark because the shades in the living room where I live here were down. So I saw darkness. I saw the shades down in the living room, and I saw myself seated down on the couch. And I wondered if that was a sign for that I would be home for the 3 days and three nights of darkness. Now, I am not telling you that it's definitely going to happen this month, but this is the reason why it's on my heart that I read this just now, because the Lord is insisting that it's this month. He's saying these are the days of Amos 9:13. So all I can say is be ready. We've been warning you. You should have everything already that you need, like in a bag, that you can grab your water when the lights go out. It's supposedly going to happen around noon, when the darkness comes. So I didn't know if it was going to be around April 8th or not. I really, really can't tell you when it is. It's not on my heart to tell you, but for you to be prepared. So take it to the Lord, everybody. If you have any prayer requests, I'm here for you. Thank you, family. Amen.